Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the 24th episode of Interlude Army. Today we'll be talking about BTS's new single title announcement, pre-orders, VMAs, Smeralda polls, and more. Let's get it.
Welcome to Interlude Army. I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose.
For this week's giveaway, yes, another giveaway.
Woo-woo.
We are giving away the most beautiful moment in life, aka Hwayang Yeonhwa, aka HYYH. And this is going to be part one and part two. So it's two albums going to one lucky winner. So to enter, follow Interlude Army on Himalaya, screenshot the follow, and write the word HYYH on the screenshot. Then send it to interludearmygiveaway@gmail.com with the subject line saying HYYH giveaway. And make sure to listen to our next episode to hear if you're a winner.
But yes, right now we have 3.5 thousand followers on the Himalaya app. Remember, once we hit 5,000 followers, we'll be giving away all of BTS's albums. If you haven't followed us yet, follow us on Himalaya to participate in future giveaways and to stay updated.
For this week's ARMY term, Monique will be explaining what August D means.
This week's ARMY term is August D. August D is the alias for Min Yoongi, better known as Suga of BTS. August D is an anagram of Suga DT, with DT representing his hometown of Daegu. Under this alias, he has released two self-produced mixtapes, the self-titled August D, which was released back in August of 2016, and the follow-up D2, which was released in May of 2020. Suga has a more raw, open sound and lyrics in these projects, discussing matters such as the pressures of being famous, the struggle with his mental health, and the feelings of becoming an adult. In these projects, you get a glimpse of Suga's real thoughts, feelings about life, and his take on society. So, I hope you feel compelled to give them a listen. What a hey, ARMY.
Thank you, Monique, for explaining what August D means. We can't wait to hear the other ARMY terms our premium members will explain next. Well, Jose, how have you been doing, though?
I've been good, busy with all of the BTS stuff that we keep getting. But as far as personal stuff, my school, I'm still in school. This is getting hard because we have the final paper, and the final paper has to be 8 pages. And so your boy is struggling to be able to pick a topic, but be able to discuss it and explain it in 8 pages or more. So I'm taking my time, but I'm getting there. Hopefully I will be able to. I know I will, but yeah, I just hope it's a good one. And but so far everything's been going well. Family's good, boyfriend's good.
That's good.
I'm
to hear.
Good, thank God.
Healthy. Yeah.
What about you? Oh yes, I'm healthy. Thank you so much. Yeah. How about you, Roseanne?
Well, I've been a master chef with ramen. That's what I've been cooking literally every day is ramen. I need to cut that out. But I swear I could turn those instant ramens into I don't even know, dishes that you could find at restaurants. I'm just kidding. Yeah. Anyway, other than that, BTS really has been keeping me busy. And it's like, you know, how that Smeraldo blogs are being dropped at like 5 and then, well, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, my time. Mm-hmm. But also all this new information about their single. It's just, it's overwhelming, but really fun at the same time.
Yeah.
But other than that, I mean, I got growing lights in my room so I can grow plants in my room.
You got growing lights?
Oh, did I just say growing plants?
I thought you said lights.
Oh, I did say lights. Okay. Yes. Yes.
No, wait.
I don't remember. I think I did. Did I say growing lights?
L-I-F-E or L-I-G-H-T-S?
Oh, yes. No. I got growing lights. So I could actually have plants on my shelf in my room because I don't really get a lot of like direct sunlight, and I really want my room to be filled with plants. Yeah.
I was about to ask you, what are growing lights? I never even heard of
them. Oh, really? Well, sometimes they come in like a shade of purple, which is really cool. But it's just so you can grow plants in like darker areas. It kind of works as like sun, but it's not really sun. It's that light. Makes sense. Yeah.
Do they look like Christmas lights?
Actually, no, they just look like lamps, but it comes in a shade of like purple. I know it comes in like different shades, but mine is purple. So, Bora, hey. Okay.
I know, right? No, that's cool. But I guess you learn something new every day. I literally, Roseanne, I never heard of growing lights.
Oh, really?
I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah, though, actually, I only knew about it because my mom would, in Alaska, you can't really grow like fruits or vegetables. So she would grow it in our apartment, and that's how I would see those lights. So it's really interesting how it works like that. But
that makes sense.
And so, you know, you already know, me and Jose have been really busy on YouTube trying to keep everyone updated and also just share our excitement with everyone. We're going to start with BTS announcing the title of their upcoming single.
Yay!
What did you think about it? Like, when they revealed the word Dynamite.
I mean, it's going to be a banger.
Nope, yeah, we...
Ba-dum-ps.
I got that.
I'm sorry, guys. I had to throw in a pun. I had to.
It's going to be louder than bombs.
Oh, that was a good one, Roseanne. That was a good one. I didn't even think of that. But, literally, the Dynamite... I mean, I don't know how it's going to sound. I don't know. You know, we don't have anything like that. But the title itself, I'm like, this is going to be a banger. I'm not trying to be funny, y'all. I how are you going to name a song Dynamite and then be a ballad? It's not going to be a ballad.
It's a ballad.
It's not going to be slow. It is going to be...
I'm going to throw a clown at you. I'm just kidding.
It's going to be a jam. Like, it's going to be a jam. Like, we're going to be popping and dropping it and... Well, in our homes, but...
Yes, in our homes. We're going to have a party in our home. The word Dynamite and the graphic that we got looks... You know what I mean? The graphics we got looks really cute. So, but it looks retro, right? So it's kind of like, what type of Dynamite is this going to be? I don't know.
I see what you mean because they could have gone... I totally see what you mean. It makes sense because... The font has a lot to do with it, too, because they could have gone with there are plenty of fonts that are, like, spiky or, like, I don't know, they look...
Very bold or whatever.
Bold, yes, bold, chunky, or stuff like that, you know what I mean? And they could have easily gone with that, and so for them to choose one that's very light, I guess, light and bright because the colors are also very they're pastels, right? They're not like dark colors, they're like very pastel-y, like, so I see the juxtaposition there of like the word and the actual font of the word. So it does get you a little bit like wondering, wow, how is this going to sound? I mean, it can still pop off.
Oh, yeah. No, for sure.
It's like...
for sure. Well, they did mention that it was like fun and energetic. So we already know that. And I noticed that the font, it's almost similar to the Love Yourself font. Do you notice that? Like the lines? Right?
Yes.
So...
Yes,
I'm not sure.
That is very true. What is the name of that font? I've actually... don't know the name. I tried looking for it and I'm like, how do I look for a font? I don't know how.
You know what? What's so funny? Because I just updated my banner on my YouTube and I tried to copy their thing to match, you know, this era.
Uh-huh.
I just looked up lined fonts or lines. And so
and you got
you'll probably see. Well, something almost close to it. It's not the exact, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. But pretty close to it. I just typed in the lines. So
do you know the name of it?
Actually, you know what? Let me look it up. I had it in my downloads.
The only reason I'm being like insistent on this is because maybe that could be a hint. Like the name of the font.
Oh, well, it's only called Line Narrow. Is that even a thing? Line LINEARO.
Yeah, I guess so, not.
Yeah, I mean it's very very colorful, rainbowy, and like Jose mentioned, almost pastel. And people have that, you know, idea that it could be retro as well.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's like I don't know what to expect, but we're getting more things slowly.
Yeah.
So, leading up to Dynamite being released on August 21st, we're slowly getting, like, more hints until the release. And Columbia Records started a countdown to help with promotions and stuff. So, the first thing we got was... oh, Lord.
Girl, don't even...
I'm getting flashbacks right now, you guys, on what we got during the first countdown. Jose, you take over with this because I'm getting flashbacks.
Okay, because woo girl. Okay, I feel the same way, but let's do it. We gotta inform the people.
Yes.
So the first countdown, there was major hype. Major expectations were high. We were thinking, oh my god, this is either gonna be, I don't know, something. People were just going all over the place. And then we finally get to it. We refresh. And then we just, you know, scroll down to the bottom of this page of this website and we see a Spotify link and you're like, wait, no, this cannot be it. Well, it is Spotify link to join a playlist for BTS. At the end of the day, this does help out the single. You should pre-save it, guys. But this is not what we wanted. they could have done this separately. This did not have to be part of the countdown, because when you do a countdown, you expect, especially with ARMY and BTS, you know that these countdowns are not just for a Spotify link.
Oh, come on, right? Literally, the last countdown we got was August D's countdown. You know
come
what I mean?
On
like,
now.
We're coming from that, and we get a Spotify link for the first countdown? Like... you can't blame armies for their high expectations. But I thought that was really funny. That made me laugh. But also, I'm like, really?
Yeah, we had a good laugh, actually. It wasn't, like, horrible, as in, like, people were pissed.
No, we're clowns.
It's just another reminder of, like, damn, we really don't know what to expect, because they literally just give us a Spotify playlist. But, guys, this was by Columbia Records.
Yeah.
I think we touched on this last episode as well, but, this isn't Big Hit, and I think ARMY already pointed it out, but I think it's good to remind everybody that, like, it's important that the announcement of the Dynamite title, that was done by Big Hit. That was not part of this countdown. So
That's
right. It's kind of like, it's kind of a jab at him, like, let us show you what a real announcement is.
Yeah, let us drop something, actually something they deserve, because y'all first countdown was not it. Really? I bet you Big Hit or like, someone from Big Hit must have seen. Mm-hmm. Even Columbia Records, come on. Mm-hmm. But, you know, maybe they did that intentionally. I'm not sure. I don't know. But it kind of kept my expectations low for the next ones because people were like, oh, watch them announce a link to Instagram or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, I wouldn't be surprised. But don't worry, you guys. Don't worry. On August 3, we got a link to pre-orders for vinyls, a cassette, an MP3, and also an instrumental MP3 for Dynamite. So that was cute when I saw that. I'm like, oh my gosh, a vinyl. And I copped that right away because I already knew ARMYs were going to sell it out like instantly. So, I mean, the MP3 is still available for those who are listening. If the thing is, if it's... I believe it's only available in the U.S.
Yes.
And if you are trying to purchase the MP3 to help with Billboard charts, if you are an international ARMY, it won't count because they're going to ask for like your zip code and your billing address. And if it's not in the U.S., they won't count towards Billboard charts. So
correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think this was a pleasant surprise, at least for me, because that was not one of the things that I thought of for the countdown, even thought of in general of getting an actual store for the single. So when I saw it, I was like, oh, this was not what I expected, but it wasn't an unpleasant surprise. You know what I mean? Like the Spotify link. I was like, I'm here for this. I didn't even think about a store. Right? And so it also keeps in theme with the retro concept because vinyls and cassettes, that's how it was before this whole digital era came out, you know. That's the digital age of streaming and buying digital music, you know what I mean? You had to either buy it in cassette or CD. I mean, vinyls and cassettes still exist. They didn't go extinct, but now there's like a resurgence and like people want to have the album, or in this case a single, in different versions, you know. If they're able to have it in physical form, that's a great way to like do it, and it helps out with the charge, which obviously they're trying to push for the Hot 100 chart, and for sure, I think it will help, you know, because it's sold out.
Yeah, it's sold out. It makes me wonder, like, what was their limit? You know what I mean? As to like, oh my gosh, we got to cut it off because we got to at least know we could give this whatever 100,000 first. So I don't know if they're gonna like, they made it seem like they are gonna restock soon, so do keep an eye out.
They have to, Roseanne, because if they sold out, well, not if, we did sell it out in less than an hour, they're going to see that and be like, we cannot just have the store and like for MP3 and that's it. Like we only had it for an hour and it's already sold out. We need to put more, you know. I think they're probably like figuring out the logistics behind it, like numbers and production costs and all that, to for be sure able to see like, hey, let's put up another 50,000, 100,000. I don't know how many, you know, but come on now. Come on, Columbia, Big Hit.
Y'all should have known us more.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, or me, like I said, maybe sometimes they just put it on hold for now so they could, I don't know. But I know the producing of these vinyls and cassettes do need people to actually like have it put together. So maybe that's a thing as well. I know with the COVID situation, maybe they're also, I'm not sure if they put a note to like let us know ahead of time there might be some delays, because they can't control that, you guys. So, but I really do have a feeling they have to restock soon.
This reminded me, though, of the On vinyl, which I did purchase and pre-order before the On era. And it's kind of funny that we're talking about this now, and it reminded me, but I got that last week.
Wait, what?
No yes, way. Girl. But I understand it's because of COVID.
Yeah.
But this might happen again for this one because I pre-ordered that back in February and it is August, y'all. And I got it last week.
So we preparing to wait. Yeah, I got the On, but it was a friend of mine's who purchased it. So I don't know how long she waited. But I'm assuming that this next one, just give it 6 months, you guys.
No, for real, like, it's not even playing around. I totally had even forgot I pre-ordered it. Like, I got it in the mail, and I was like, what is this? And then when I opened it, I was like, What? I even forgot. That's how long ago I even ordered.
Oh my gosh. That is crazy. I mean, as long as you have it, I guess. But yeah, be patient, you guys. But I really, like, what do you think the next countdowns are going to be? Because we're going to have one literally as we're recording this. We're going to get another one tomorrow.
So the next one, my theory is the photo.
Okay. All right, we agree on that one. I think it's photos too.
Do you think individual or group?
I think everything. They would have all the individuals and also a group for this. I would think just drop it all, right? Because
I would be down for that.
Me too. We need to be fed because they need to make up for the first one. I'm just kidding. I'm holding a grudge against the first. But I think eventually, though, you would think they would have, like, an audio teaser and then maybe a music video teaser if there is a music video. I think people are split between if there is a music video or not, though.
I think there's gonna be. I think there's going to be because it's a single, girl. It's their first English single. It's being promoted so, like, heavily. Like, this is, like, they're going all out. And I don't just see it being a song. I feel there's going to be a music video.
For sure. Yeah. And remember, keep in mind, you guys, that the YouTube views do count towards the Billboard. Like, if
that too.
Mm-hmm. A music video. So, of course, I think they will try to push in all elements, MP3 mm-hmm. and music video-wise, you know, and streaming platforms. So you think they're going to release, like, the music video teasers the second to last countdown and then the countdown?
Yeah, I think there's only going to be one music video teaser. I mean, they could always surprise us, but I truly do think it's just going to be one. It'd be cool to get to, but
it would be. So if it was like copying other comebacks, it would be the next one is photos, then the next one's an audio teaser, and then the next two ones are like a music video teaser, and then the last is the music video. But that's if we think it's following things. I mean, what else do you think they could drop with it, though, other than another link to...
I know, right? Like, a link to follow on Twitter. Imagine, oh my God, that would be... We would be like, this is just offensive at this point. A link to follow on Twitter.
Like, hello? Are you questioning us?
Well, I mean, other than photos, and... I didn't think of an audio teaser. That could possibly be one. So that was a good theory from you, Roseanne. I didn't even think of that. There's also the music video teasers that could happen. Mm-hmm. I also thought maybe but that would be a music video teaser though.
Okay.
So I was gonna say a photo, like of the like. What is it called? Is a freeze frame. Sorry. A freeze frame, like a screenshot of a part of the music video. Do you know what I mean?
Ooh, that's interesting because they've never really like done that before, right? Uh-huh. So like, I wouldn't be surprised.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Oh, that's very interesting. That'd be cool if that was a thing for them. Because, like, you know, they've never done that before. They've always went through like a Korean K-pop type of route of promotion.
Right, yeah. Because Colombia is like going all in for it, that's why I'm like, it could be. I mean, it might be a reach because it's so specific.
Yeah, yeah. Well, whatever.
Maybe that's a possibility.
Yeah, that's a possibility. So, yeah, you could throw that in.
But what about you? Did you think of any other, like, maybe this for one of the countdowns?
Actually, no. Maybe it's because I'm trying to keep my hopes down low for Colombia Records. I'm just being honest. After the first one, I'm like, okay, we'll stick with pictures and a little audio teaser. So, you know, I'm going with that.
Oh my God, Roseanne. Imagine if the next countdown is like, we restocked the vinyl and cassette.
Oh, no. No. Jose, someone will be on YouTube ranting after that. You know what? Anything's possible. I actually see them doing that if ever.
They're like, we knew it was going to sell out, so let's add another countdown and announce that we have restocked.
Woo! Well, amazing. You know what? That'd be so funny. And we could look back at this and be like, see, we were right. Jose, genius, if that's actually true.
Oh my god, no. Oh, but I guess you're right, we should keep expectations low.
Yeah, I'm keeping it low. Unless it's Big Hit, you know. You know what? Big Hit's not even, they're probably going to drop something crazier than Columbia Records.
I know, right?
They're like, look at this, here's our teaser. It's going to be so funny. But you know what? We're enjoying it. It's all fun. I know we're going to look back at this and always joke about like Columbia Records and us being a clown. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's all fun, you guys. But for those who didn't know, VMAs recently announced the nominations for each category. And BTS was nominated for 3. I know, it could have been more, but let's be specific on which one, though. It's Best Pop, Best K-pop, and Best Choreography. At the moment, you are able to vote for Best Pop and Best K-pop, but at the moment, Best Choreography is not votable. And so, come on, though. If you guys see who I'm just saying BTS should win that one. That's already a straight W. No, there's no question about that. But you're able to vote at least 10 times a day per category, per account. And depending on which city you're in, they do this whole like power hour thing where you get double the votes. So you can get a total of 20 per category. So make use of that. I really hope. This is the first time, though, that BTS is nominated for Best Pop. Last year, they were only nominated for Best K-pop, right? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, they were only nominated for that. And voted for, actually.
Yes!
But Best Pop and Best I was about to say Cinematography. Oh, my God.
I wish. They should have been for that, too. But, okay, let's, you know. On was really good. That was a movie.
Yeah, for Best Pop and Best Choreography, which I'm really happy about. There is progress. It isn't enough, of course, because I do believe they could have been nominated for Video of the Year and plenty of other ones. But, you know, we'll take what we can take, I guess. And we'll make sure to support the guys and vote for them, like Roseanne said. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure we're going to get it. I don't know about choreography because that is one of the voting or categories that we cannot vote for. That one falls under the professional ones, or they're being called professional or technical or something like that.
Yeah.
But those categories cannot be voted for by fans. It is voted for by professionals. And so we can only support in Best Pop and Best K-pop. Mm-hmm. So make sure ARMY to vote for them as much as possible.
Yes. Now on to like the whole theory mess. If you guys have been active on Twitter, you probably are aware of all these like Smeraldo book polls. It's every single day, literally on the dot, they post like a little scenario from the notes, the notes book. It's BTS's fictional storyline. Remember that. So I know a lot of people are getting confused. Like, is this real? It's just a storyline.
Oh, yeah.
But they give us like a little scenario and then they have a poll giving us two options to go with either A or B. And we have to decide which one to go with. And whatever we choose, they continue off of what won the poll, basically.
Right.
And it's been, at first it was pretty intense because it was all new to us. We felt like, if you guys are like OG Twitter stans as well, you might have heard of the Outcast game that ARMYs created, which was almost similar to this as well, where everyone would vote to continue on. But I think this was, it's pretty fun, pretty cool idea, you know, innovative.
Yeah, like, I think, I'm pretty sure Big Hit took notice of that because when it was going on, it trended every single time that there was an update. That account got a lot of attention and it was trending, guys. It was in the thousands of retweets and interactions, posts.
We got mentions, articles.
We got articles. Yeah. It was a big thing. So I totally see them being inspired by that. Of course, this is a little bit more tame because it's only a day. And that other the Outkast AU was literally like almost every hour there was an update or something like that. And so, and obviously the storyline as well was fictional, but it was more intense than this one. It was more about like survival. And this one is just like how the guys like, you know,
react,
meet up and like and interact with each other. And are they going to get back together? Are they going to be happy? Are we going to get a happy ending? Which everybody's wanting. But like Roseanne said, there's only two options, option A or B. You get to decide what the next little note entry is going to be, and then the next poll. And so far I've only done option A, team A over here. And it's not just because I want to keep a pattern or anything. I literally choose it because I think that's the best option for
I know what you mean. It's because at this at this point, I've come to the conclusion that we can't drastically change the storyline, obviously, because they've already had it like planned out. This is more of like an interactive way of getting more information on a scenario we didn't really get previously. So I think that's what it is. And so usually A is more of like, oh, we just want to get more information, and B is usually like play it safe and do nothing. I'm not not do nothing, but it's just like play it safe, but you're not necessarily getting a lot more info that we never heard before. So I think that's why. But you know,
I agree.
You know, they so far they posted like 5 scenarios already. I think, you know, as we're recording this, they might post maybe like 2 more. I think 1 more they might post 2 more. But we still don't know. For sure we're going to get like a Notes 2 book. I think that's what it's leading up to. But I'm also low-key hoping it's also for the game. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because what if the game, it's gonna be a mobile game, you guys. But what if you also have the options to go with, you have to choose between something for something to happen.
I believe it is tied to it because the game should be coming out in the third quarter of 2020. That's what they stated. And we're getting there. So what's the tea, Big Cake? What's the tea?
I know. Literally, we got the teaser like almost last year ago. For real. So I can't wait. I hope it is leading up to that, the books and then the game. We're gonna be so busy if all of that does drop. So I mean, if you do want to keep updated with us, me and Jose are pretty active on Twitter, and we do post like real time. So if something drops for Smeralda books with the poll, we try to tweet out about it and give our decisions. I don't know.
Right, our insight.
There you are, insights. So, you know.
So, guys, we are introducing something new to the podcast. I'm not going to say it's a new segment because we don't know if this will work out. This is the first time that we're going to do this. But you guys could let us know, give us feedback, email on Himalaya, tweet at us or whatever, letting us know, do you enjoy this? Do you not enjoy this? Because it is an audio medium, so you can't really see what we're looking at. But we're going to try to do a quiz on the podcast. And the first quiz that we have, courtesy of BuzzFeed, we are not sponsored, but just giving them a shout out, is which member of BTS are you most like? And we'll take turns asking the question and giving the options, and then we'll just say why we chose whatever we chose.
First of all, I want to ask you, Jose, like, which member do you think you're going to get?
That's a good question. Oh, my God. Okay, which member of BTS are you most like? I'm going to honestly, I'm going to answer the most honest I can. Like, I don't want to answer thinking, oh, because my bias is this, I'm going to see if this aligns more for that bias. You know what I mean? Because I feel like that's a little bit of cheating, because obviously my bias is Jungkook. And I mean, that would be amazing if I get that, because I do relate to him in a lot of things in personality wise, but I'm going to answer honestly. I honestly think I might get Yoongi.
Oh, really?
That is, I do think that.
Okay.
What about you, Roseanne?
I'm not saying this because he's my bias. I'm just saying I am more, if I was a member in a group, I would think I am more of like V. Or maybe Jin. So between those two. But I'm very curious though, you know?
So your top option is Taehyung, and then second, Jin. You think it could be Jin.
Yeah, who do you think?
For me, thinking? Then it would be Yoongi is my first one, and then my second would be Jungkook.
Okay. Ooh, all right, let's do this. It's going to be fun. I'm excited.
Okay, so the first question is, what is your favorite title song? We have Boy With Love, Idol, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, DNA, Fake Love, I Need You, Dope, and Save Me.
Oh, this is kind of hard. Right now, it's between Idol and Save Me, but I notice that Idol makes me dance more. So I'm going with Idol. Mm. How about you?
Okay, girl. I'm going to go with Dope. And this is why that song holds a very special place in my heart. And it's not only because it's the song that introduced me to BTS, mm-hmm. but I really, really like it too. So I'm going to go with Dope.
Okay. There you go. The next question is, you are driving and see someone clearly lost. You either stop and offer to drive them to where they need to go, stop and ask if they're lost, giving them the directions they need, stop and ask them if they need any help, ignore them and continue to drive, slow down to stop and offer help, but panic and drive off, turn up your music a bit and continue to drive, call highway patrol and tell them someone's lost, or stop and give them directions on your phone. This seems kind of hard.
Woof. I know, right? Because this is going to say a lot.
Yeah. It's going to say a lot about us. Exposed.
Ooh, I'm just going to keep it real, y'all. I'm going to keep it real with the current situation. I'm going to turn up my music and continue to drive. I'm going to keep it real, y'all.
You know, I'm going to keep it real too, because right now, as of now, with this COVID, yes, mm-hmm. I'm going to do ignore them and continue to drive.
Okay, cool.
But if COVID wasn't around, you know, maybe I would stop. It just really depends.
Exactly,
but,
you know, exactly. I would reconsider it, you know.
Wow, we're exposing ourselves.
All right, the next one. What is your fashion style? I don't even know if I have a style. Okay, streetwear, trendy, boyfriend. Okay, I'm going to need an explanation on that. I never heard of that. Oh. Boho chic, comfy, casual, designer, or preppy?
I think boyfriend is more of like if you wear more of like your boyfriend's big shirt, like, kind of thing. Yeah, I think that's what it is. Personally, for me, I've noticed that mm-hmm. I'm more of a comfy person because I just want to be comfy. How about you?
I'm the same, girl. Comfy the way.
High five.
I wear what I want to wear because I want to feel comfortable. You know what I mean?
That's right.
I guess that goes into casual, because casual is like t-shirt and jeans or short, right? Like just
regular. Yeah.
But I guess comfy is better because I want to be comfortable. So I'll say comfy too.
Yeah. For those who like see my Instagram too, they're like, what? Trust me, I only wear like one outfit that's nice in like just once a month. And then I take a picture. And then that's it.
Do it for the gram.
That's who I am. So what is one word you would use to describe yourself? Sweet, cool, funny, bubbly, smart, kind, friendly, or quirky?
I'll go with funny because I get a lot of comments saying that I'm really funny. True. Like I make people laugh. It's always hard to talk about yourself, like when people say like describe yourself. If it's not like numbers as in like height and like my hair is black, that's easy. But when it comes to like personality stuff, it's kind of hard to like talk about yourself. I find that to be hard for me. So I'll say funny because I do get that a lot. I get a lot of comments saying that I'm funny, so I'll go with funny.
That makes sense. I think I'm more bubbly, and that's the same thing, like people would tell me that I'm bubbly or soft-spoken. Mm-hmm. But soft-spoken isn't really here. That's kind of weird how I get both those comments. Bubbly. All right.
I see that, though. I see you as being bubbly.
Yay.
Okay, pick an activity to do with your best friend. Grabbing a bite to eat. Going to the club, not in this situation, girl. Okay, going on a bike ride in nature. Do something spontaneously. Playing video games. Going shopping. Ugh, I hate shopping. Cuddling up and watching movies at home. Or go get dessert.
Oh, you already know when you read playing video games, that's where I'm at. Hi.
That is yours. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. But I was close to be like, I do want to eat. But yeah, video games for me. How about you?
So my best friend is my boyfriend. So I have to do cuddling up and watching movies at home.
Aww. So, what's that called? Promoting for stay at home COVID.
Exactly. I know, Ray.
The next question is, what is your favorite track off Map of the Soul Persona? Is it Microcosmos, Intro Persona, Boy with Love, Jamais Vu, is it Dionysus?
Uh-huh. Either or. This way.
Okay. Make It Right, Home, or I Can't Decide. Ooh, that, I like that title track.
I like that one. I haven't heard it, and I already like it.
Oh, let's see. What are you?
I'm going to go with I Can't Decide. Oh. I honestly can't. I can't decide.
That's so... Okay, hold up. You know what? I'm going with Microcosmos because I cried.
Okay.
That was actually the first time I ever cried at a BTS concert out of all the concerts I went to was because of Microcosmos. So let's just...
Yeah. That's nice. No, girl, I can't decide out of those. Nope. So I'm just going to go with title track, I Can't Decide. Alrighty. What is your favorite animal? Bear, bunny, dog, cat, squirrel, chick, hamster, or deer? Okay, this one's hard, Roseanne, because none of these are my favorite
animal. I thought you were going to say because it's so hard to pick from all of them, but...
No, none. My favorite animal's not on here. Oh. So what do you go first? Because I'm gonna have to
I'm gonna go with a dog because I do have a dog and I love him. He's a Pomeranian as well. But my favorite animal is a panda, but that's not here. Oh. So
A panda is a bear.
Yeah, but that brown bear don't look friendly. So. I'm going to go with the dog. True. He looks happy.
You know what? I'm going to go with the dog, too, because my favorite lion, well, I gave it away. My favorite animal is a lion. Ooh. But lion is not on here. And other than that, I would have to go with dog. Yeah. I mean, I guess I could go with cat because a lion is a cat, but I don't like cats. I don't like cats.
You don't like the small
this
cats,
type of cat, like house cat. Cats. I do not like those.
Dog, it is.
So I'll go with dog. It is. Yeah.
Unless you want to go with a chick. Oh my god! What do you feel is most important? Love, power, money, intelligence, kindness, humor, family, and compassion, or compassion.
Oof.
What?
Ooh, okay, I'm gonna go with love because I feel love encompasses humor, kindness, family, compassion,
yes,
and intelligence. I don't need power. I don't need money to be happy.
Yes.
So I feel like love encompasses the majority of these.
For sure. I totally agree with you because I just watched this Ted Ed talk too, saying that like, what makes a person live a longer life is having a bond and love between people. So love it is. Love wins.
Cool beans. What is your zodiac sign? Leo, Scorpio, Aquarius, Gemini, Libra, Capricorn, Virgo, Sagittarius, Taurus, Aries, Pisces, or Cancer?
Ooh, I'm a Sagittarius. How about you?
Cool. This one's not hard because you have to answer. Like, what is your zodiac sign? Unless you don't know, then you wouldn't be able to answer it. But you can just do a good, quick Google search. I'm a Leo, so Leo it is for me.
How do you show love? Through gifts, in small gestures, in song, through affection, through humor, through writing, through words, or by offering advice.
Okay, so... oof. For me, it's either through humor or through words. I really do like expressing it. Like, I love telling my family and my boyfriend, like, I love you, or I think this about you, like, yeah. complimenting and stuff. But I also like through humor. I like making people laugh. So
maybe. I mean, maybe words, because you make people laugh with your words. I don't know.
Oh, but yeah, you're right. I mean, I do a lot of action stuff, too. I do, like, a lot of physical comedy, I guess. But no, that's, thank you. Yes, through words. I'll do through words. Ooh. What about you, Rose?
I think maybe through affection.
Song? You like to sing?
I know, right? Every time I would sing here, bust a song. I think through affection. I'll go with that.
Got it. Okay, so the next one. Which mixtape is your favorite? Okay, well, this... one, right? This is offensive
I know,
to
right?
me.
Hello?
But just for the sake of the survey, I mean, quiz. I'm already malfunctioning. We got Mono, Hope World, August D, I Can't Decide. I Can't Decide.
What I'm going, you, I Can't Decide wins.
I can't.
Winner of it all. Best mixtape, I Can't Decide.
I know, right? Best one.
Which solo song is your favorite?
No.
They're not letting.
What is this?
They're not giving us the option to. I can't decide. I'm sorry. Okay, let me read the options. It's. wait, I can't say this properly, but this is Jungkook's Dekalkomani. Winter Bear, Promise, This Night. Why?
This is cruel.
Can we skip this? I Can't Decide should win for everything.
Why is it? This is the vocal line, guys. We got the vocal line, literally. I can't do this, Roseanne. I'm just... closing my eyes and
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea. We're going to close. Oh, I didn't even click on anything. Hold on, do it again.
I didn't either.
I don't know what
my cursor was on the side.
Me too. I'm so stupid. Oh, okay. I clicked promise. How about you?
Oh, you clicked promise? I'm going in a circle. What did I click? Okay, I clicked This Night.
Okay. All right.
That got me. I'm so sorry, guys.
I know. We couldn't.
I'm speaking to the vocal line right now. I'm so sorry. We just had to.
It wouldn't let us continue.
Pick an activity. Cooking, dancing, listening to music, drawing, painting, photography, writing, or sleeping. Sleeping is I guess. I thought it was a hobby. Never mind. It's an activity. It's
activity. Oh. Is there no video games?
I know, right?
Crap. Sleeping? I like dance. You know what? I don't even dance anymore. Come on. But I do like dancing.
But you
okay.
do like it.
I do like it. If I did have the option, okay, I'll go dancing. How about you?
Yeah, it's not pick an activity that you do every day. Yeah. It's just pick an activity. So you can choose it even though you might not do it every day.
True, true.
I'm going to say listening to music because that's the closest to listening to something. True. Like sometimes I'll just have the TV in the background just for noise or music or podcasts. So just for background noise, nice. You know, while I'm doing stuff. So that's the closest to that. So I'll go with listening to music.
Listening to music. All right, next question.
And I also listen to music. So.
I know, BTS. Do you know BTS?
I know, right?
This question is, you have a month to do whatever you want to. What do you do? Try new things. Mm. Work on a special project, do something you love, relax, visit family and friends, travel, stay at home, or spend time with friends.
A month. So does this mean we do this thing for an entire month?
I guess. You have a month to do it, I guess.
Well, I don't want to work on a special project for a month. that okay, seems like it's something that's like... I don't know. I would like be like, when am I going to be able to deliver this special project? Like a whole month. But I guess if it's something really special, but no, I'm going to go with. traveling, I feel like it's too much for a month, like a whole month. So I'm just going to say do something you love.
Ooh, it's very generic very and vague,
but...
True.
Yeah.
I'll go with travel. I love to travel.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, I have been away for more than a month before I was in Korea. Actually, I stayed there for like a month and a half. I didn't want to go back home.
Okay, that makes sense. You're given a chance to speak to BTS one-on-one. Ooh. Which member do you speak to? This is what? Suga, Jimin, Jungkook, J-Hope, V, RM, Jin. I can't decide.
I'm gonna be honest. I've always wanted to speak to either V or Jungkook about Overwatch. That has always been a thing. They're probably not even playing Overwatch anymore, but I would speak to V about Overwatch.
Okay. Well, I'll go with Jungkook because I love Overwatch too.
Yes.
But honestly, I would be like, can you pass this along? Same thing right? to each of the members, please.
Right. Oh, Lord. That's if we could muster the words or gather courage to say words. You're allowed to say one short thing to your selected member.
What?
Out of these options, which would you say? Thank you. I love you. Keep working hard. Your music helped me. You make me happy. You inspire me. You give me wings. I purple you.
Mm. Well, I said I was going to say thank you, so I'm going to go with thank you. Because okay. I honestly would be really thankful for that moment and thankful for everything that they've done. So, thank you.
Oh, is there no...
Oh my God, I got my result, but I'm not going to say
it.
Oh my
God, okay, Roseanne. Oh, so results are after this. I'll go with I purple you because there is no... do you play video games? Okay. I purple you. And the result came. Oh, I'm covering my face. Who did you get?
I got Suga. What? How did I get that?
Wow. Now you know yourself. Boy Jose knows himself. That's okay.
I guess I do. What about you, Jose?
Okay, I'm about to open my eyes. Oh, I got J-Hope.
Ooh.
Yes, actually. That does make sense.
Okay, read your characteristics.
Okay. J-Hope, you're just like J-Hope, much like Hoseok. You're almost bringing a smile to others' faces and keep the mood bright in a group setting. You're a bubbly person and are always able to make others feel comfortable. Overall, you are just like our sunshine and bring joy to others' lives just by being you.
Oh, that's sweet.
I see ya.
Yes, I love that. Okay. Suga, you're Min Yoongi, a man of many nicknames. Much like Yoongi, you are tough, but a softie at heart. You're also very talented and passionate about what you do. You put your all into everything you work on until it's perfect. Overall, you are a very hardworking, sweet, and soft person.
Oh, what?
It's like BuzzFeed just read me.
Right?
Thank you for seeing the true me.
Maybe that's why J-Hope is my bias wrecker.
Maybe that's why Suga is okay. Let me not go there because
you're onto something though.
Because Suga be doing stuff, right? And I'm gonna just leave it at that.
I've seen that. It's all over Twitter.
Well, that was fun.
It was. I want to do more, Jose. This is actually really fun. Goodness sakes.
But yeah. Thank you, BuzzFeed.
But if you guys want to take the same quiz as well, on the Himalaya app, we'll go ahead and leave the link to this quiz. So you can take it as well.
Yes.
And then let us know, too, in the comment section, like, which member you got, because I'm interested to
know. So those were the updates we had for today. Let's start our favorite segment, Love Army, where we read letters written by you guys. If you want to submit your letter or voice recordings, please email them to interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com. That's interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com. And don't feel discouraged if we haven't read your letter yet, because we could always read it in our future episodes.
This letter is from Charunisa Putri. I'm sorry if I mispronounced your name, but they say, I'm a student currently studying medicine in my fourth year in university. Being in med school requires a lot of time and energy. There are many hardships and bumps along the road. In my second year, I experienced my first failure in life, where I didn't pass one of the big modules and therefore had to graduate a semester behind all my friends. There are days when I feel like a failure. I hate myself and thought I'm never gonna make it simply because I'm not good enough.
But then I found you, BTS, in that time. Listening to your music, watching your videos, reading the lyrics, even though we don't speak the same language. All of that is the reason I'm still able to continue my study until this day. So know this, when I finally become a doctor, you are a crucial part of my journey. Every single patient that I help, every family that I comfort, every time I'm involved in saving someone's life, you are one of the reasons behind it. I will forever be thankful for your existence. Thank you, and I love you.
Oh my gosh.
I love this that is so much. That is so sweet.
Well, I really do hope that you do become a doctor. And let us know. Hopefully shoot us an email to let us know when everything is done.
But an update.
Yeah, an update. But I'm so glad that they gave you encouragement and the strength to keep pushing forward.
I love that last bit of, like, you know, every time that I saved a life, just know that you were one of the reasons behind it.
Oh! Why do I feel like that's lyrics to a song? That's, like, so beautiful.
That, you know what? That could be lyrics. Right? Go ahead and email Big Hit, girl.
I know, right? But thank you so much for your letter, dear.
Yes, thank you so much. So what did you think about this episode, Roseanne? We got a new little thing going, I think.
Yeah, a new segment. And I thought that was really fun. And if you guys do want to see more of that, like, let us know. Actually, we're just going to do it anyways because it's fun. I just want to do more. But what how about you, Jose?
I loved it. I was so excited that we actually got to do it. We were brainstorming ideas, and that was one that I brought up to Rose. And I was like, you know what? Like, what if we, like, do a quiz on the podcast? You know, like, try and figure out if, like, we're related in some way to any songs, members, or music videos, or anything BTS related. And so seeing that it, like, was fun, I'm, like, really, really happy.
Yes. We'll do more, you guys. So to stay updated, follow us on Twitter at Interlude Army PD. That's Interlude Army PD. And also our Instagram is called Interlude Army PD. And if you want to send us any feedback or letters, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
That was our episode for this week, guys. Mm-hmm. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode. Thank you for tuning in. And have an amazing week, everyone.
Bye, guys. Take care.
Bye, Roseanne.
Bye, Jose.
Bye. Bye. Kim Namjoon, Kim Seokjin, Min Yoongi, Jung Ho Suk, Park Jimin, Kim Taehyung, Jung Jungkook, BTS.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.